Sales of Chinese-made goods overseas have been one of the biggest drivers of China's phenomenal growth. But new data shows that export growth may have already peaked. Investment strategist Pu Yonghao at UBS Wealth Management says economic uncertainty is reducing consumer demand around the world.
Export, of course, depends on the external environment. I would expect to remain sort of the weak, slowdown. But in terms of domestic consumption or production numbers or inflation number, should move towards more positive side.
Economists say raising the value of China's currency could help boost domestic consumption, but it could also hurt exports by making Chinese goods more expensive. Pu says weak export growth could bolster the argument for China's central bank to slow revaluation of the yuan.
This year, the export number is going to be very challenging, I mean, particularly to the Europe side. That's why I think Asian country probably is not going to be very keen to allow the currency to appreciate.
In the United States, the push is on to boost exports. On Thursday, the largest business federation in the U.S. called on Congress to expand free trade agreements in emerging markets from Brazil to Indonesia. Thomas Donahue is president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
95% of the people we want to sell something to live outside the United States of America. Let's get out there and convince more of these customers and consumers to buy American.
The message may be working. U.S. exports to China are at their highest level in more than a year. But new trade figures released Friday tell a different story. Despite a decline in imports of consumer goods, the Commerce Department says the U.S. trade gap expanded more than 10% in November as Americans paid more for crude oil and automobiles. Millar Sega, VOA News.